Anyway, this is KD3DFT. I'll copy over.
Yeah, go ahead there, Brian. Copy you loud and clear. Over.
Yeah, for some reason, my Vox wasn't working. I'm on a Lenovo Yoga laptop computer here at work. Go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to should let the pause there for a second. We're connected to quite a few nodes here. I'm just going to let you know that the when you're calling from your phone, you can only call out on Echolink, but if you're on your laptop, you can create conferences and receive calls there. Over.
So I just looked you up in the QRZ, and where would I find your site to follow along with you for a minute or two? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. The call here is Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa, and to stand by one, I'll bring up my dashboard here. Yeah, go down to the section where, go down the page so that there's section 2, and you'll see the CanadaHub.ca. Let me know when you see that.
This is on the QRZ. Dashboard, over.
Yeah, that's affirmative. Just go down a couple of paragraphs there and you'll see the CanadaHub.ca, over.
VA3HOY. Emil, I don't think Brian is on your page. He's in QRZ, but he hasn't looked you up, over.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm looking at on QRZ, and I have his Drew's, you know, info, like biography, detail tabs, and that stuff, but I can't find exactly what you're looking for. KD3DFT.
Yeah, very good there, Brian. Yeah, you have to, when you go to QRZ, put my call sign down, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. You're looking at Drew's QRZ page, over.
Ah. No, I think I have it. Go ahead.
Okay, under the CanadaHub.ca, you'll see a URL in the bottom lines. Just copy and paste that, and the CanadaHub dashboard should come up, over.
All right. Yep. There it is. I see it. Go ahead.
Okay, when I'm speaking, you should see the dashboard light up under VE7NZ. Do you copy that over?
Say again.
Yeah, I said when if you're on the dashboard, you should see VE7NZ light up on 517301. Do you see, is that where you're at, over?
Yep, I can see it 100%, and it looks like it lights up what I'm talking to. Go ahead.
Yeah, but very good there, Brian. Well, we're on the right path. Now, if you, the nodes that you see there on the side, those are mainly all-star nodes. And if you go down the next page, you'll see 517301, another list of nodes there. And actually, you're coming in on the, If you're down on the second page there, just let me know when you're there, over.
Cool. Yep, I'm there.
Okay. You'll notice that the 420 network page come up because that's where you're calling from. Now, if you go down to the next set of columns, you'll find Echolink stations, and you'll see my call sign there flash up there while I'm speaking, over.
Yes, I can see that. Go ahead.
There's a couple of little house rules that we have to follow. You have to key up. You notice when you key your mic, it takes a second or two for the screen to light up. Well, that means the screen is connecting to all the nodes. So if you just key your mic and start talking, we'll probably only get half of what you're saying. So it's important to key your mic a second or two before speaking. And also we try to leave a 3 or 4 second pause after each two cells to allow all the network to reset. And if you wanted to connect and see your call sign on this page, all you got to do is you just put your search box into VE7NZ-L. That's VE7NZ-L. And you'll be able to connect to this dashboard directly, over.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking for that spot to put in my identifier. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. Well, before you go there, if you go to the top of the page where you see bubble chart on the top of each volume, I want you to click onto that. Over.
Yes, I'm going off the connection over here, but all right, I am on that page. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. If you go back to your main Echolink station, if you go to locations, or I could actually on my QRZ, I have the IRO, I have the node numbers. So if you go back to my QRZ page on the top, or you'll see my IRLP node is 90. It's connected to 9029. And then there's an Echolink node there for VE7NZ-L, which is 590387. Copy so far?
Yeah, I believe I am I'm seeing that. Go ahead.
Okay, very good there, Brian. So if you, when you go to your setup on your Echolink, you can put that at one of your favorites, either 590387 or VE7NZ-L. And, when you connect, you should be connected to the Canada Hub talk group. It's a talk group that's connected worldwide. We get stations here from Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Hawaii. You name it, all stations sort of connect here, and there seem to be always someone to take your call when you give your call there. Over.
That's really great. That's one of the things that I got into ham for was I needed a hobby, plus I was always interested in radio stuff and how I could talk to people across the world on a radio, not a telephone, and so, yeah, that's really cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good there, Brian. Well, not much I can tell you besides you'll have to do a little bit of research, but if you want to go over some of the information on my QRZ page, you may find some other interesting topics on there, like Pico balloons and that opened the door to a lot of the exciting information and very great information. So with that, I'll have to say 7-3, my friend, but don't be a stranger. Come back anytime and just throw your call. Someone will surely come back to you. But before you go, you should probably say hi to Henry. His call sign is VA3HRY. Go ahead there, Brian. Give him a call.
You know what, you may have to give me that call sign again because there was a dispatch going on while you were speaking.
Yeah, absolutely. Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. His name is Henry there. Go ahead. Kilo Delta 3, Delta Fox Tango, Brian. Did you get my last over?
KD3 DFT. I did. I'm trying to switch screens here to keep a log of who I'm speaking with and whatnot. And I have a pretty weak Wi-Fi signal where I'm at right now, so everything's a little bit delayed, but I did get it. And VA3HRY, this is KD3DFC.